throwing the door wide open here at Rosie on the House for all of you, the Arizona homeowners, who might have a question about a project you're trying to tackle around your house, home, castle, or cabin. The doors are thrown open, and for you to walk right in and ask your question, all you have to do is dial 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-767-4348 with open lines now. An easy way to remember the number is 1-888-ROSIE, the number 4, and the letter U, Rosie for you. Let's go to Alan, who's been very patiently holding on, waiting for us to get through the other callers and bring him up in queue. Good morning, Alan, calling from Mesa.
Yes, good morning. I'm sure you remember a few weeks ago we had about 3 days of nonstop rain.
Yeah.
Well, unfortunately, where the roof and the dormer connect, I developed a leak, and I guess it's been ongoing, but water came in from partly in the ceiling and down the wall. And until I square things with the insurance company, who was sort of fighting it. But I'm more concerned about any mold damage. I was wondering if there's something I could do to prevent any mold.
Well, it's hard to prevent. How long have you been in the house, Alan?
Pardon me?
How long have you been in the house?
Oh, 10 years.
Okay. And in that 10...
It's a manufactured home.
Okay. All right. And this is the first indication of a roof leak you've seen.
Yes.
That's not to say it's the first time it's leaked, but this is the first time you've seen it.
Right. We had 3 days of that rain and... Yeah,
everything got super saturated, that's for sure. And there's not, you know, there's could be reason to believe that maybe it's been leaking in the past, but because we've never had that accumulated 3 consistent days pile in on top of you, it just never got so wet that it leaked through. So there is, in the worst case scenario, the reality that it could have been leaking for a little while, and the moisture just never got all the way through to the ceiling inside the house, and there could be an opportunity for mold to grow there. What can we do to avoid mold is very tough. I mean, you have to wipe out all presence of any moisture, okay? And that's tough when we build a house because you've got just the condensation that's accumulated inside a home from cooking and taking showers. There's moisture buildup there. Now, what you want to do is I don't want you to get overly concerned or anxious about this because I don't remember the exact statistics, but of all the types of mold that there are, and that's in the hundreds of thousands, it's less than 0.1% of the mold that's truly hazardous to a healthy human being. But there are test facilities located throughout Maricopa County that you can actually... You can hire a kit to be mailed to your house and try and collect a sample. Or what I might recommend is hire a mold eradication specialist. And what they'll do, Alan, is they'll identify where the leak was. And they take like this syringe, just like what you'd see at the doctor's office. And they stick the needle in the wall and they extract an air sample supply that they then put into a sealed beaker, and then they can actually test that air sample for mold spores and project, you know, with quite an accurate level of predictability as to what you have up there, if you have any, and if it is a harmful and if it isn't. And they may come back to you and say, yeah, we have detected levels of mold. It's this particular variety and strain. It's not known to be hazardous or harmful to generally speaking healthy people. And then you have the option of, well, do you really want to go through the expense of ripping the sheetrock out and eradicating the mold and then sealing all of the wood and the insulation and all of that? So mold was sensationalized in the last 15 or 20 years by certain homeowners and litigious attorneys that were trying to make a payday out of it. And I'm not saying mold isn't dangerous. I'm just saying all the press coverage it got and all the lawsuits that were filed over the past 10 or 15 years have made people more scared of it than they should. We live in an environment that's literally full of mold spores constantly, all the time.
And in the desert, it's less than most of the other people in the country
are subject to. That's for sure. So, Alan, you can find the mold eradication specialist laboratories and tests. You can do it yourself. It's a little less reliable. I'd tell you to go ahead and hire a professional. They don't charge a lot. You're probably going to pay something in the neighborhood of $300 or less to have them come out, take an air sample, get it tested, and then mail you the results. If for that $300 you'd like the peace of mind of knowing nothing's there, go ahead and spend the money. Go ahead and get the roof fixed and be particularly attentive to you and all the other inhabitants of the house and make sure you're not developing signs of some kind of allergic reaction. Would be the other, you know, zero cost expense of doing the mold test as well. I hope that helps, Alan. It was a 3-day soaker is a much different rain than we generally get here, and it manifests itself in a very different way, for sure, than those monsoons that come hard and fast and last 15 minutes, or a gentle soft winter rain that lasts a half a day.
It used to be called Aerotech Laboratories, but looking around online, it looks like it's now called EML Lab. Their Arizona location is in the Deer Valley area. You can contact them for a test kit, or you know, some of these you don't even need a kit. They tell you to take a piece of tape and put it on the mold and then stick it in a Ziploc.
Yeah,
and
if
send
it's
it
visible,
to them.
Yes, that's right. Exactly. Good point.
So you can look up EML Lab, and it's a division of Test America, and you know, give them a call when they're open on Monday and they'll tell you what exactly you need to do to provide them the testing material, whether it's an air sample or a physical sample. And
there you go.
They'll let you know what you're messing with, and then from there, if it's something to worry about.
That's Alan and Mesa. Let's jump all the way across the valley to Sun City and welcome Jim to the conversation. We'll take Will in Scottsdale after this. Good morning, Jim.
Hi, Rosie. See, I've got a question.
Okay.
Out here, I'm in a small HOA, and we have, several driveways that have cracks in them that we'd like to repair. The cracks are not huge.
Okay.
You know, smaller cracks, but we'd like to hire somebody that can do a real good job.
Okay, well, I mean, there's nothing they can put over the top of those cracks that are going to keep the concrete from cracking again. They can put a textured finish on top of that that will hide the crack, kind of camouflage the crack. I would tell you, Romy, see if you can find Arrowhead, John with Arrowhead, would be somebody I'd recommend you'd give a call. I mean, are they long driveways, Jim?
No, these are, well, the homes in Sun City, some of them are one-car garage, some of them are two.
Yeah.
And there's only, say, 4 or 5 units that have that. The rest of them are all good. Good.
Okay. Well, let's have you give John a call.
John Thrice, Arrowhead Deck and Concrete. Not far from me. He's in the Arrowhead area, 623. 777-3927.
Okay, that was Arrowhead what?
Deck and Concrete.
Oh, okay.
So he specializes in a lot of the acid finishes or the acrylic finishes over the top of concrete and repairing these cracks and stuff like that. Have John take a look at it, and he'll probably give you 4 or 5 options.
Okay, I appreciate that.
Okay, well, we appreciate you giving us a call, Jim. That's what we're here for. Can you think we can squeeze Will in real quick? I think we got plenty of time. Let's ask
I do,
him.
Too. Let's bring in Scottsdale with a question on his doors.
From
Good
Mesa
morning, Will.
To Sun City to Scottsdale, crossing the valley back and forth. Good morning, Will.
Good morning. Listen, I have a problem. I have a bathroom that I had two doors taken out on the cabinets to stain them because it had a little water damage. And I tried everything possible, and I can't get them to match what I used to have them on there. And I just can't get them to match. And I tried every stain possible. And they, when I put the stain on, it just gets dark all of a sudden. I don't know if the cabinet, we had had them done before. We had them all done. And I don't know, they used to be whitewash, and then they put a, we stained them regular wood color, and I can't get that to stain to the same color.
Okay, well, at Rosie on the House, we have a cabinet refinishing specialist, Ray, and I tell you what we're going to do, Will. We're going to arrange, we're going to get your name and number, and we're going to arrange for Ray to come by your house, and there isn't anything he can't match, okay? And so not only is he going to tell you what to use, but he's going to talk you through it. So you're going to get a one-on-one tutorial from probably the best cabinet refinisher in all of Arizona, and that's brought to you by Rosie on the House. So what's Ray Alight's number? Romy, do you have it right there?
He's in Tempe, 480-580-4729. And it's any type of faux finishing, whether you're looking at cabinet refinishing or decorative wall mural.
Oh,
or
just go to his website and see his it's artwork. Yeah. Ray of Light. And the website is
RayofLightCompanies.com.
Yeah, boy, absolutely beautiful. But we'll get Ray over to your house. I think he's currently working in the Scottsdale area on a job we referred him to, so he's probably running back and forth. Watch when we call Will. I'm thinking, you know, Will's probably like in Central Scottsdale. He's probably out on Rio Verde. Ray's gonna say,
"What? No,
thanks, Rosie." Really appreciate you putting this into my schedule. We'll get him out there for you wherever you are in Scottsdale and get you all taken care of. It is absolutely beautiful work. And there's a lot of tricks to that, Will, when you're trying to match one stain to another. A lot of times what I tell people is take the door that you've got off and then take a drawer front or something that you're trying to match and then get into a paint store and show them, here's what I'm trying to do. And many times they can do an assessment of what's on the door, so they'll be able to tell you what you need to do to the door. A lot of times, what we've done in the past where we're just kind of patching a cabinet door that's been refinished is we just have them custom tint a varnish, and then we lightly sand the door, and we just brush this tinted varnish on it, and it solves the problem. It's a great option.